In Pennsylvania, residents of two affordable housing complexes are demanding better living conditions. Reported health code violations and 911 calls surged after a powerful new owner bought the buildings in 2018. Kate Giamaricia of member station WESA teamed up with Public Source, a nonprofit newsroom in Pittsburgh, to investigate.
Highview Gardens is an affordable housing complex with more than 100 units in McKeesport, about 16 miles from Pittsburgh. It might seem like a normal summer day here. Kids are playing outside, neighbors are talking, but there are problems inside at Highview. For years, tenants have been complaining about all kinds of issues.
I didn't have no heat all this winter.
Because we had bad rodent problems.
So I put a bucket here. And then when this was leaking, I had a bucket here.
It's supposed to be our comfort, our ease when you come home. You're not supposed to sleep with one eye open. You're not supposed to sleep in discomfort because you don't know what's going on with your home.
I'm pretty much here right now because I'm still looking for somewhere else to go. This is the only place I have to lay my head down.
Those are tenants Barbara Brown, Daisha Hooper, and Radia Hill. They say that the growing list of complaints pushed them to organize. So in May, some residents voted to form a tenant union with the help of a lawyer from the Community Justice Project, which provides free legal assistance across Pennsylvania. The president of the tenant union, Tanya Brown, has lived here for 9 years. She feels mistreated by the complex's management.
If they could go home and have a nice heat and stuff like that and everything and feel comfortable at home, but they don't give a shit about the tenants. It is unfair. It's unfair. There's babies in this building and stuff and everything. I got great-grandbaby. I got grandsons and stuff. My son and them come and stuff. I'm in a house bundled up cold.
Many residents say they'd like to move, but they don't think they could easily find another place to live that's affordable. Others say they'll stay despite the conditions because of the close bonds they have with their neighbors or other relatives who live there. Highview is considered project-based Section 8. That means the apartments are privately owned, but the landlord receives a federal subsidy to supplement the rent tenants pay. Many tenants are either disabled or work in low-wage jobs. Residents say conditions there have been getting worse since the new owner came in a few years ago. And they were shocked when we told them who the owner is. Property records list Highview's owner as the generically named McKeesport Urban Holdings 2 LLC. That company has been controlled by PNC Bank since 2018, which led resident Daisha Hooper to ask,
"And if it's PNC, why ain't nothing being done?"
The Pittsburgh-based bank is one of the biggest in the country, with more than $460 billion in assets, according to the Federal Reserve Board. PNC has a unit that buys affordable properties, which also includes Midtown Plaza, located not far from Highview.
I think it's a disgrace. I think they have the wherewithal to address some of these concerns. And, you know, all too often people like to make excuses in McKeesport.
That's McKeesport Mayor Michael Shirepko. He and other elected officials are now calling on the bank to quickly make improvements. PNC says it aims to preserve these kinds of apartments and ensure their long-term affordability for residents. The bank says if they were bought by other investors, those units would be at risk of becoming market-rate housing. That could lead to tenants being displaced. Todd Crow is an executive vice president and manager of tax credit solutions for PNC Bank.
Our motivation in acquiring each of these properties was to make sure that they would remain available for the tenants that live there and that the rental assistance contract would be renewed.
PNC also says its long-term goal is to improve the properties using low-income housing tax credits. Crow acknowledged some of the problems residents face at Highview, though he says some issues were due to disruptions caused by the pandemic. But residents say things went downhill long before COVID.
January 2020, December 2020. Yeah, I think that's the...
Resident Tanya Brown has stacks of letters from the Allegheny County Health Department documenting complaints about conditions at Highview over the years. And there's data to back up her concerns. Last year, 42% of all the housing-related violations logged by the County Health Department in McKeesport were from the Highview and Midtown complexes. Over the 3 years prior, violations from the complexes had only accounted for around 10% of the city's violations. Public data also reveals that in the first 2 years after PNC took over, 911 calls increased by 46% compared to the 2 years prior. Some experts say these are symptoms of broader problems. The Pittsburgh region's shortage of affordable units means tenants have to put up with conditions they might not tolerate otherwise. Others note that while the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development inspects properties, it doesn't regularly contact local code enforcement officials. Since our investigation, PNC has pledged to take, quote, immediate action to ensure that tenant concerns are addressed, calling the conditions, quote, unacceptable. The company that manages the buildings for PNC did not respond to requests for comment. PNC officials recently met with members of the Highview Gardens Tenant Council. Those discussions are expected to continue. In the meantime, Tenant Union President Tanya Brown says she'll keep pushing to make Highview a better place for the families who live there.
I'm not here just for myself. I'm here for everybody else, too. I'm not just in this for myself, you know?
For Here and Now, I'm Kate Giammarisi in Pittsburgh.
And we want to give credit to Rich Lord at Public Source, who co-reported this story with Kate.